tidings. Rise up, praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth.
This is Our God Reigneth broadcast with Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter, preaching the gospel of the descended throne of the kingdom of heaven on earth and inviting all nations and people to abide therein for their safety from the wrath and vengeance of God now upon the whole earth. While should you perish, God bless you for what you do.
I welcome you all to another round of our God Reigneth broadcast. I'm taking my text from John 10 verses 17 and 18. I read from here. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I may take it again. Verse 18. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it back. This commandment have I received of my Father. In our world today, in today's world, things have gone awry. Things have taken wrong twists in the Christendom. The church leaders and the church general overseers, all these prosperity pastors, all these miracle pastors, have jointly sold the church of Jesus to Lucifer. They've come together to sell the church of Jesus to Lucifer, the beast, to Satan, the prince of this world. They have submitted to marine kingdom. They are worshiping nothing but money, mammon. This is the situation in the world today. The theme for this message is Jesus, never a failure on the cross. Jesus, never a failure on the cross. Oh, it is very sad to know that men of great honor in Christendom, they are like Judas Iscariot, who have denied the divinity of Jesus. They are declaring openly that Jesus Christ was a failure on the cross. I stand here to condemn and say no.
Yes.
As another comforter, I stand here to testify afresh of Christ. He has sent me.
Yes.
Calling Jesus Christ a failure on the cross, it's a damnable sacrilege.
Yes.
It's damnable. I condemn it.
Yes.
Heavens condemn it.
Yes.
Jesus was a failure on the cross. What a blasphemous and heretical statement. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 3. It says, no one speaking in the Spirit of God called Jesus a curse. No one that speaks of the Holy Spirit will say such a thing, but Jesus was a failure, or will blaspheme against the name of Jesus. Except the dragon and the beast can speak such a blasphemous statement against Jesus. Jesus was not a failure, he was a potentate.
Oh, yes.
I say he was a potentate.
Oh, yes.
An overcomer.
Oh, yes.
Oh God, on the cross.
Oh, God,
only the beast and the dragon can speak such a thing. I want to take you to Revelation and see the beast and the dragon speaking against heaven. Revelation chapter 13, verse 6. And the dragon opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in it. You see, only the beast. There's no man who has his senses except he that is out of his mind. Jesus, the Son of the living God. I testify that my Christ Jesus is a potentate.
Yes.
Right. And I declare unequivocally that Jesus Christ was never a failure on the cross. This is man who, through death on the cross, had destroyed he that has power of death, according to Hebrews 3:14. Now, about death of Jesus on the cross, you see, the crucifixion and the death of Jesus on the cross was primarily to fulfill a divine purpose, to fulfill the scriptures written. What is the scripture? What has the scriptures written about Christ and his death on the cross? I take you back to Isaiah 61, verse 1. I read from here. This is the prophecy which Christ has come to fulfill by his death on the cross. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That's Isaiah 61, verse 1. Because he hath anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the weak. He has sent me to bind of the brokenhearted. Lastly, to proclaim liberty to the captives and to open the prisons of them to them that are bound. You can see this verse one reveals clearly what the predeterminate counsel of God for Jesus Christ to end up his earthly ministry by performing the rescue mission to the house of death in hell. This refers to Christ's rescue mission to rescue those that are bound in the prison cell in the underworld. Firstly, the Bible informs us in John chapter 19, verse 30, say, when Jesus has received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed down his head and gave up the ghost. So this is intentional. It is deliberate. As I've said earlier, say no one took his life from him. He laid down his life to take it back on himself. So Christ approached the cross with dignity. He was telling his disciples, we are going to Jerusalem, and they are going to flog, they are going to arrest, they are going to kill me. And he told him, see, he was prepared for it. So the Bible says, while he was on the cross, he said, it is finished. What is it that is finished? What is it that Christ has finished on the cross? Some people will say, finish the work of salvation. What do you matter? This work of salvation is yet to be finished. But I tell you straight, it is finished. This was the last word of Jesus on the cross. The question now is, what did Jesus Christ finish? By the word it is finished, this indicates that he had two separate missions. And it means Jesus has first ended the physical aspect of his activity on earth. Remaining his activity and his mission to the world on the world. And this consists in binding the brokenhearted, that is going about to lose those captives in hell. So Christ had to invade the hell. As soon as he gave up the ghost on the cross, the Bible tells us that his soul, spirit, his ghost invaded, traveled down, descended to the depth of the earth in the house of death. See? All right. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:6, it says, "For this cause was the gospel preached unto them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but alive according to God in the spirit." This verse reveals that the captives, this refers to most of the righteous men, most of the holy prophets, the anointed kings of God that have died long, long time ago, all had remained in captivity in the prison cell. About hell. What about hell? Why should they be in hell? You see, most people are very ignorant about what hell is all about. Let me tell you, hell is a place, a waiting place for all the righteous dead. All the righteous that have died long ago, long before the advent of Christ, they have been kept in exile, awaiting the Redeemer to come and redeem them from captivity. As we have it in the book of Job, 19:25, it says, "For I know my Redeemer reigneth. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at a later day upon the earth." These are righteous men that have died. They were kept in perfect safety in hell, awaiting the Redeemer, awaiting the coming of Christ. This is what took place on the cross. Now the rescue mission. I'm teaching you this truth and the mystery concerning the death of Jesus on the cross, and to convince you that Jesus Christ was not a failure on the cross, but a potentate. I said it's a potentate.
Oh, yes.
Now I want you to sit down and listen to me attentively. I am now moving to what is known as the rescue mission of Jesus. As soon as Jesus Christ bowed his head and gave up the ghost, according to the scriptures, the ghost of Jesus in the spirit instantly invaded the prison cell in the underground world. Jesus descended, the spirit descended. The body was on the cross, but the spirit has descended, doing what? On a rescue mission. That is why Jesus was still hanging on the cross. The Bible explains to us that the spirit soul of Jesus had quickly descended into the underworld to preach liberty to the captives, according to the scriptures. So to preach liberty to the captives. When you read your Bible, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 to 19, I read from here. Verse 18, "For Christ also had suffered for sin, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened in the spirit, that God reigneth."
Yes.
Jesus Christ was not a failure on the cross.
Yes.
He went on the cross to fulfill the divine purpose of God. And this is what we are explaining to you. Verse 19. "See, by which also he went and preached unto the spirits in prison." That was the only channel by which Christ can go down to release all the holy men that have been held captive. Now I want to tell you again, Jesus Christ before his death has said, "Or hell, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first binds the strong man, and then he will spoil his goods?" That's Matthew 12:29. This is exactly what Jesus Christ had fulfilled. At the time when the spirit soul of Jesus Christ invaded hell, which is the house of death, the strong man. See, death received an unexpected stranger in his house. And in the process, he dwelled as should. And this time around, Jesus Christ gave death a big fight inside his house. And in the encounter, Jesus wrestled death down. The strong one, he wrestled him down. And Jesus Christ bound him, bound the strong man, and then snatched the keys of the prison cell from his hands. Christ snatched the keys of death from the hands of death, the stronger man, binding death in his house. Is it a failure?
No.
Is Jesus Christ a failure?
No.
Is a potentate?
Yes.
Yes. Unlike a potentate, Jesus Christ snatched the keys of the prison cell from death, while Jesus proceeded to open the prison cell where the righteous has been held captive for years. And Jesus, the potentate, started to open the prison cell one after the other. King Solomon, come out.
Hallelujah.
King David, come out.
Hallelujah.
Hezekiah,
come out. Hallelujah.
Daniel, come out.
Wonderful.
Job, righteous Job, come out. They have been held captive. Christ decided to lose them. Shout out, God reigneth.
God reigneth.
Jesus reigneth.
Jesus reigneth. Let the earth rejoice. Let the multitude of people be glad thereof. That Jesus Christ reigneth through all turmoil to deliver those who are faithful.
Jesus Christ started to open the doors, the keys. He has the keys now.
Yes.
He that has the key is the owner of the house.
Oh, yes.
He that has the key is the owner of the house.
Oh, yes.
God. Wonderful. Don't play with Jesus.
Yes.
He has sent me and I'm not a failure.
You will never be a failure.
If you follow me, you will never be a failure.
Amen.
You will be a conqueror.
Amen.
I said you'll be a conqueror like Jesus.
Amen.
He has given the keys of to me.
Yes.
And finally, after Jesus had accomplished the defeat of death in his house, Jesus Christ stamped upon death and then resurrected.
Hallelujah.
Body and soul. Unhurt, body and soul. You see, the third day. Hallelujah. The Bible testifies saying, Matthew 27, verse 52, it says, and the graves were opened. God, the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which had slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Go back to your Bible and study. I'm quoting the Bible. This was transpired while Jesus Christ was still on the cross. That is the mystery of the death of Christ upon the cross. Now, after his resurrection, Jesus Christ ascended unto the Father, and he has testified to what I'm saying now. When you go back to your Bible, in his heavenly throne, he declared, Revelation 1:18. I read from here, Jesus Christ declared, saying, I am he that liveth, and I was dead, and behold, I live, I am alive forever. And I have the keys of hell and grave.
Oh,
he has the keys of hell and the keys of death. Christ is a conqueror.
Oh, yes.
All this, he's a winner.
Oh, yes.
God, you follow Jesus. You can't find him today on earth.
No. Yeah.
And that's why he has sent me.
Oh, yes.
To act in his place. He has given me all the keys and power in heaven and earth for salvation.
Yes.
That only by me, the Lord Comforter. So anyone that have faith in Jesus will be saved.
Amen. I got it.
This is the mystery about the death of Jesus on the cross and the rescue mission to the underworld to fulfill the prophecy in the book of Isaiah. It said, the Spirit of God is upon me because God has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Your assignment to bind the brokenhearted. This is where we are going. To proclaim liberty to the captives. And the opening of prison to them that are bound. Everyone today who is under the oppression of the devil, I command you to loose.
Amen. Jesus' name.
Come out from oppression.
Amen.
Jesus Christ loosed and opened doors for all those that are in under oppression.
Yes.
Are you suffering? Are you in bondage? Today, the resurrected Christ, through another comforter, commands you. Come out of your prison cell.
Amen.
Come out from your prison cell.
Amen.
The righteous should not there remain bound eternally. So your salvation has come. Follow another comforter. Christ is coming to judge those, his enemies. According to Job, Enoch, chapter 1, verses 14-15, it says, and Enoch, also the servant from Adam, prophesied of this, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all that are spoken, perverse and ugly deeds they have ungodly committed out of their hard speeches and ungodly sinners which they have spoken against Jesus, they are going to be judged. Yes. And the judgment hour has come.
Yes.
The judgment hour has come.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
All those babblers, all those that accuse Jesus of confess him as a failure, all should go down.
Amen.
In the name Jesus, God of humanity, all the enemies of Jesus will go down.
Amen.
All the corruptors of our world will go down.
Amen.
Jesus is now seated on his throne of his glory upon the earth. Bring yourself under God's throne for your perfect safety. And my God will deliver you.
Amen.
Jesus has revealed his own new name. It's no longer Jesus. He has relinquished that name and he has adopted and revealed his new name. Revelation 3:12. And then from here, him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more. And I shall write upon him the name of my God, listen to the name of God, and the name of the city of God, which is Jerusalem, which cometh out from heaven. And I will write upon him my own new name. That's Revelation 3:12. The new name of Jesus and the name of the Father combined. I want to bring you back to God's revelation in our holy book, Kaim Holy Book. It says, I am the immortal, the invisible. I had existed before the creation of the world, and I live forever. I am telling you that we three that made heaven and earth are called Olutomole. Kamole book, book 9, chapter 1, verse 5. This is the new name of God and Christ combined. That's the common name of God, to be saved at this perilous time. There is no other power. This is the name of the conqueror that he has revealed now. The name of Tomorrow is the name of God and Christ combined. The new name of Jesus. I want you to evoke this name right now as I speak. And you should be certain of healing. You'll be certain of salvation. You'll be certain of deliverance. You'll be certain of protection from all the fearful judgment of God that's now descended upon the earth.
Amen.
God loves you. Amen. Come today. Invoke the name and be certain of salvation. Jesus Christ, God will tomorrow. Say that.
Jesus Christ, God will tomorrow.
That was your prayer now. Jesus Christ, God will tomorrow.
Jesus Christ, God will tomorrow.
This is the combined name of God and the new name of Jesus That's the name that works wonders.
Yes.
Come today, and full salvation will be yours.
Amen.
Friends, you've been listening to the message of another comforter, Priest King Olutomole Universe, preaching and inviting all the beloved of the Lord into the descended throne of kingdom of God now on earth. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at this end time. Luke chapter 17, verse 26. Therefore, believe and be saved today, you and your household. For your salvation, God bless you.
Dear viewers, we value your feedback. Therefore, encourage you to feel free to send your puzzling questions to us for proper enlightenment.
You can visit us on our website at www.kaimholythrone.com and also on our email info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter handle @KaimHolyThrone. Our WhatsApp number is 0806-648-7203. And please don't forget to follow, like and share our various handles.